I have to start with a story. It's Tanis Esther. I remember many years ago when I took a group of our 10th graders to New York. So I arranged in advance to have the Reshiva Zatzal speak to them. That was the highlight of the trip. I called and spoke to the Rebbetzin Shalom, and we're coming into New York just to hear from the Reshiva. So I arranged the time, and we were all excited. Have a photo session and everything. When I got to New York, Rabbi Shlomo Yonason Harris, who at the time was the Manal of the high school, he came to me and he said, "This is going to be one of the greatest Kil Hashems ever. I've been trying to get the Reshiva to speak to the high school in Queens now for over 3 years. And he wants to do it, it's his yeshiva, but he says, this week's not good, maybe next week. We're in 2 weeks, and it's been 3 years. He hasn't spoken to the high school. And you're going to come in with 25 boys, and he's going to speak to the boys in Miami, and what do you think is going to happen? The boys in the high school are going to go crazy. So can I ask if you mind, if we'll speak to everyone together?" So what was I supposed to say? I had no choice. I would have preferred having a private audience, but I couldn't say no. So the Reshiva spoke, and I believe he said over, I think he quoted this Nesivus, which is the optional Mar Mokum, but nobody saw any of the Mar Mokum, so they're all optional. So he said over this word. I think Rabbi Harris wanted him to speak about drinking, caution the boys about drinking. So the Reshiva said over as follows, and he quoted the Nesivus. He says, "I don't understand." He says, "Arur Haman." It says, "Chayvinish levesumi ad lo yada bein arur Haman lebarach Mordechai." So until you don't know the difference, so arur Haman is good. Cursing a Russia is good. Baruch Mordechai, blessing a tzaddik, is good. So what's the difference between? Is there much of a difference between cursing a tzaddik or blessing a Russia or blessing a tzaddik? There is a difference, but how much do you think you have to drink to not remember and know that difference between cursing a Russia and blessing a tzaddik? He said, "Not too much. It's just a little grape juice." That was his word on the Sifas. But anyway, it's just a fasting Sifas, even though it's optional. But it's all the shmuzim here. I know I know there's mincha at once. We definitely have to stop talking at 1 o'clock. But they're all basically the same vart. And I would like to hopefully present these shmuzim. Let's just read the beginning of the Nesivus. It's so powerful. He starts out with a kasha. He says, "Why is it? Well, is that near? Dehine amru shechai v'adam lomer b'puria aru haman baruch Mordechai. Shugam kein t'mur." It's a big kasha. The lomelo hischayvu b'chol pam. Why did Chazal always require us? Shaya hatzolol Yisrael kigon b'pesach aru paro baruch Moshe. Why don't we say on Pesach aru paro and baruch Moshe? That would be a very nice song. V'chein b'chanukah. We should do on Chanukah also. Lomer arurim hatzorim bruchem achashmonoyim. Aru the oppressors and bless to the chashmonoyim. L'chein niratam. He says the amazing reason. He basically says is that you have two people, Shaul. The Gemara says, look what Shaul did, look what David did. What did Shaul do? Shaul did a terrible thing. He didn't kill Agag. And from Agag came Haman, who tried to kill all the Jews. And look what David did. David didn't kill Shimei. And from Shimei came Mordechai. Aye, terrible. What happened because Mordechai came from Shimei? Because of Mordechai, he didn't stand up for Haman, caused all this tsar. And if you look by the period, v'hinei b'tzaras Haman, by the oppression of Haman, afsho yahar b'chayavim ba'onesh, even though many people in the generation deserved the terrible gzera that was on them, many people deserved the punishment. Mikom mokom hayah behen tzadikim gedolim. There were also many tzaddikim. They had a lot of talmidei chachamim were very, very oppressed, wrongly so. The kivan de Mordechai haya siba litzar hagadol ahu. Since Mordechai was the cause of this terrible pain, yesh lav ktsas din. So there's a little bit of din. Mordechai is a little bit responsible for the oppression. I mean, that's a on this shear in itself. Mordechai did the right thing. Presumably, he wasn't allowed to stand up. But still, since through him came this terrible oppression, so Mordechai is a little bit chayiv. Vini gam laHaman yesh ktsas hascharaskus. Haman also gets a lot of merit. Why? Ki yamru chazal gedola hasaras tabas yosvi memches. Nevi'im and Nevi'us, Shamlan Yisrael. When Achashverosh took his ring and gave it to Haman, and Klal Yisrael saw, ay, ay, look who's now in charge, Osama bin Laden, Haman. So that caused Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. Very Haman hayasiba latova gadol hahu. He was the great cause of this tremendous spiritual boon for Klal Yisrael. And the Mela, he says, that's why we have to say on Purim specifically, Arur Haman Baruch Mordechai. Because we don't want Haman to get the schus for the little schus that he deserved, that he caused us to have a tshuva gemura. And how much closer we came to the Ribbono Shlom through the tshuva that we did. And we don't want Mordechai to have to suffer any din because of the tsar that came to Klal Yisrael during that time. So therefore, specifically during this time, we repeat over, Arur Haman Baruch Mordechai. That's what he says. The point I want to take out from this Nesivus is just to zero in on Haman. Just to deher that Haman, his kavanah's word to obliterate the Jewish people. And yet still, short of us saying this Arur Haman, that Haman had a schus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not forget even such a merit of someone whose kavanas were out to kill Klal Yisrael, but if through his action it caused such a tremendous ruchnius, such a tremendous tshuva, then that's cause for merit. As we wonder sometimes about ourselves, the actions that we do, we have high standards for ourselves, surely. And yet, we often don't give ourselves the credit that we deserve. Look, if Haman's getting credit for wiping out or attempting to wipe out Klal Yisrael, if he's getting credit for that, you can imagine the credit that we're going to get for the mitzvahs that we attempt to do. We may not do them all perfectly. We may not. We come to davening, but we don't able to finish off all the kavanas properly. And even especially for Purim, we have opportunity. Okay, a lot of things go on Purim, but we have to try to do them the best way possible. I'm not saying Haman was as high in Madrega as Mordechai. I'm not saying that. But you see that every little schus is not forgotten. And that's the same theme on these Medrash Rabbahs. If you, we don't have time to go through all of them, so if you look at the bottom, which is an amazing story that happened. This is all at the beginning of Medrash Rabbah and Megillas Esther. By the arrow, it says, Rav Nechemya Omar. They're all trying to say different reasons why he's called Achashverosh. Rav Nechemya Omar Achashverosh, Shabita Melechas Beis HaMikdash. This is Achashverosh who nullified the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Hu Achashverosh Shegozer Lav Sheyivne. The same Achashverosh that decreed that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. Frek the Medrash v'chihu gazar. Did Achashverosh decree that it should be rebuilt? Valo, they changed that to Daryavish gazar. Dayavesh, who was the son of Achashverosh and Esther, he was the one who decreed that it should be rebuilt. So how could you say Achashverosh caused it rebuilt? He didn't rebuild it. Eloksiv Bishnas Chadal Korish Malka, but rather it says in the first year, in Ezra, it says in the first, this quotes from Ezra, in the first year of Dayavesh, Ba'osa Shah, at that time, Nichnasu Kolsan Klitin Shelo Etzlo, all of his officers came before him. Evidently, Dayavesh was trying to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Amru Lo, so his officers said to him, Avicha Gazar Alav Shel Yivna, your father decreed that you should not rebuild this Beis HaMikdash. Vat Gozer Alav Shel Yivna, and you're decreeing that it should be built? V'chiyesh Melech, Mevatel Gzeres Melech? Can the decree of one king totally contradict and nullify the decrees of the previous king? You know, I guess it was in the United States of America. One president does, you know, Obamacare, and then the next president does Trump care. In those days, I guess you couldn't do that. One king had one gzera, and you didn't have the luxury of being mevatel gzera. We're not a democracy. There's a good kash on Dayavesh. He was up against the wall. Amalei hiviuli kinsin hanetakin. Bring me all the archives. Let's see what was written. So miyad hiviolo. So they brought him all the archives. Ahud uksiv. That's what meant in the pasuk. Vishtakach b'chamsa b'birasa. And they found in Chamsa, in the palace, they found the scrolls. Maksuve, what did it say? It says, and I don't have an Ezra here, I'm probably pronouncing the words wrong, I apologize. Kansimu tam levatala. It says that you should nullify, you should cease the building. There should be no building in the Beis HaMikdash. They found it. So now Dayavesh is stuck. Here they told him, they showed him that his father, Achashverosh, had taka decreed that you should not rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. He made them stop building the Beis HaMikdash. Amalei, so Dayavesh says, Umiksiv la'olam? Does he write there that you should mevatel it, you shouldn't build it forever? The word doesn't say forever. Umiksiv la'olam? Loksiv, all it says, ela ad mini taimo yitshem. Again, I'm probably not pronouncing the pasuk right. All he wrote in there is, don't build it until I say so. Don't build anything until I give you a decree to build. Man Amali, who can tell me, she'ilu haya abakayim, who can tell me that if my father would be here, lo haya bonoso? Can you say to me conclusively that my father would be here, he would say not to build the Beis HaMikdash? Didn't say that, he just says, don't build it until I get back to you. You know, he never got back to them. And they're always trying to argue. It sounds like a finagle. Shtickle. We all know that Achashverosh, you know, when we don't have time to read everything else about Achashverosh, but all the translations of the word Achashverosh are all bad. All different things that he did. But it's not mistaken that Achashverosh was looking to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash so the Shekhinah should come rest on Klal Yisrael. It doesn't seem that way. Lefichach, since it couldn't be said that my father said forever, hukolo im neviim. So Achashverosh is included in all the neviim. Ha ahud uksiv, v'shava Yehudia binin matzalchin. And if you look at the Chedushi Eredal on the bottom, lefichu kolam neviim, u'matzalchim nevuas chagi neviya v'zachariah bar edu, Umitam Korish v'dayaves v'shachashta melech paras. Upirish alpha pi shachashta chasav levatel. Even though Achashverosh had written that it should be nullified, how could you be writing over here that he built it? B'chol zeh neishlo bita legamri, because he didn't nullify it totally. Rak chasav admeni yitshem tam. He only wrote until I tell you so. And by not writing forever, just writing, don't build anything until I say so. He gave makom, he gave opportunity, livnola dayavish lomar, he gave opportunity. There was a little window for his son to say, ilu haya abakayim haya bonoso. He gave an opening for his son, Dayavish, to say, if my father would be here, he would have built it. Lachain helalav akosiv, kilu gam hu tziv livnoso, v'kolam anaviyim. Therefore, Nebuchadnezzar, Achashverosh, therefore, was included as if he was commanded that the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt. And he's included together with the illustrious names of the Nevi'im, Chage, Zechariah, that helped rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It's mind-boggling. Achashverosh should be credited with building the Beis HaMikdash. He was a Rosh HaMerusha. Esther was pointed to Achashverosh, that he was really the one who could have stopped everything. He would, why are you blaming on Haman for it? Malach had to point her finger to Haman. But Achashverosh was the Rosh HaMerusha. And here, he is recorded for history, for eternity, that he was the one that built the Beis HaMikdash. What did he do so great? That when he said not to build the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't say it, he didn't use the word forever. Could never, because he said the word never, then it could never have been changed. This wasn't democracy. No king would have been able to change it. But because he didn't say the word never, it's okay. If you want to say that, he didn't say the word never. Shkoyach, he could have ruined it. But therefore, he kolalom and aviyim, and he gets credited as if he built the Beis HaMikdash. This is not just semantics. This means in Shemayim, Achashverosh is being applauded and he's being geitzchar, to a certain extent, I'm sure it's not as much as the Nevi'im, but he's getting schar for rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Kolom and Avim, Chagis, Chaya. It's a mind-boggling that his kavanas were terrible. The kavanah probably wasn't so they should rebuild it. But because he didn't say, he left whatever he did, for the wrong, even the, not the right kavanah, he forgot maybe. That because he didn't say the word l'olam and he gave opportunity for it to be rebuilt, he gets credit for if he built the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi say, how many actions do we do that we just like mavato, it was worth it, it wasn't worth anything, had the wrong kavanas, and it's, you know, it's worthless. I didn't, you know, Shabbos, everything. We just totally, we don't treat it with enough chashivas for our own credit, for the just for the schar shabbos. We just, you know, just not worth much. Sometimes we don't even do them because how much could they be worth? What do you mean how much could they be worth? Achashverosh got credited. He's in Shemayim for eternity. Like he built the Beis HaMikdash, the Russia. Okay, one more, a couple of minutes before Mincha. This is the Medrash Aleph Gimel. You know, we just need the Rabbanan. So just go to the two lines to the bottom of that Medrash. Rabbanan Amri, Achashverosh. What's Pshat Achashverosh? It says, Hu Achashverosh. The whole Medrash is bothered by the word Hu. What do you need the word Hu for it? Vayibim Achashverosh, Shemolech Mehodu Vakush. What do you need? Hu Achashverosh, Shemolech. We need the word who for. That's what all these different opinions are. So Achashverosh, what's the word who? Achlo Nitlasa Esther Etzlo. Until he didn't come to Esther. Hu Achashverosh. Mishenichnasa Esther Etzlo. When Esther came to him, Lohaya Boel Nidos. He wasn't Boel Anida after Esther came to him. I did not know how to read that medrash, to be honest with you. So the Matnas Kuna says, Lohaya bol nidos bitmiya. Okay, so you have to read it bitmiya. Rabbanan Amri, so just read it again. Achashverosh, achlo nichnasa Esther Etzlo. Hu achashverosh, mishnichnasa Esther Etzlo, lohaya bol nidos. You can say that Achashverosh, once Esther came to him, he wasn't bol nidos. What do you... You know, it's like he was, who's the same Achashverosh from beginning to end. Meaning, even after he was married to Esther, he was the same Achashverosh. He had tzedekus like Esther, and nothing changed. That's why it says, he shehaya b'aviyasa mitchil v'atzof. He was the same Rasha Marusha from beginning to end. Oye Shlomar, or another pshat in this medrash, she'achshav darshu l'shvach. They could read it as a praise for Achashverosh. Shu nasa beria chadasha. He became a new beria, a new person. Shlo haya bol nidas. He wasn't bol nida. Levisha Esther shamra dini nidas, because Esther was makbid. She kept all the halachas of anida, kedisa b'tagim, the Megillas Esther. V'acheres lo yibol, and he can live with Esther because she's anida. He could do znus with 100 women, but he didn't do that either. D'ksiv ayev amelaches Esther. So I wasn't sure what that pshat was. I mean, because Esther was anida, he wouldn't live with her. It didn't sound like he's such a nice guy that he wouldn't live with Esther. So you look at the, this is also the Chiddush Eredal, lo haya bo'al nidos, ayin medrash matnas kuna. Take a look at the matnas kuna. He gives two pshatim. Ulapirish hasheni, and according to the second pshat, tzarech lomar, the pshat is, shalaman, he answered my question, shalaman Esther nosan Hashem belvava. Because of Esther, Hashem put into Achashverosh's mind, midas istanisos. He became an istanis. He became like, you know, finicky. Halo shaloti koshali bolo b'nidusa. Shuchomer me'iser habi'ila lo'od chavim. Because of Esther, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into his mind, I'm going to be duznus, I'm going to be bo'al Esther, who's anida. That's like, he put into his head that, I can't, she's anida now, I can't. So he put into Achashverosh's mind, so Esther shouldn't have this serious avera of being bo'al while she's anida, which is worse than living with a guy. Okay. But you see, it's saying over l'shvach. This was being said over as a praise of Achashverosh. How can it be a praise of Achashverosh? Achashverosh was a Rasha Marusha. He took Esther against her will. And it was only because of Esther Tzidkus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into his head that he's an istanis, and that's the only reason why he wasn't going to boil Esther while she's an Ida. Everyone else, he loved Esther. So all these things were put into his mind, and it's being said over as a praise for Achashverosh. How can you say such a thing? What kind of praise is that? Yet we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's done every single point. Lamaisa, he wasn't bol nidus afterward. And not just he gets praised for it. He's like a beria chadasha, like a new person. So Rabbi said, the Musar Haskel from this is that we have to appreciate every small act that we do. The smallest of them. Even those that are not even with the right kavana. Kolshkein, for us, we're not doing things like Achashverosh, we're not kidnapping Esther. To Deher, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much that every little act that we do is cherished, is treasured. And certainly we have the opportunity before Purim, when the Iker Dveikus Bashem first was born on Purim. Until then, it was just Kofalim Harkigis. We were forced into it. But on Purim, when we finally aspired to embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kimu V'Kiblu, so we should try to embrace it, and every act that we do should be cherished tremendously.